Okay, here's read number one. Milwaukee community activist Vaughn Mays has been charged in a plot to firebomb a Milwaukee police station. The bombing was planned in the aftermath of the civil unrest in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood in the summer of 2016. Mays was charged yesterday and faces federal counts of attempted arson, illegal possession of a firearm, and possession of a destructive device. Those charges could result in a minimum sentence of 30 years if convicted. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee community activist Vaughn Mays has been charged in a plot to firebomb a Milwaukee police station. The bombing was planned in the aftermath of the civil unrest in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood in the summer of 2016. Mays was charged yesterday and faces federal counts of attempted arson, illegal possession of a firearm, and possession of a destructive device. Those charges could result in a minimum sentence of 30 years if convicted. And the Brewers beat the Twins last night 6-5. Game 2 of that 3-game series is this afternoon at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee police believe they have identified a baby found in a car seat at about 2:30 this morning. The child, who was unharmed, was found near the intersection of Sherman and Hampton and is estimated to be 4 to 6 months old. And tonight is the big Milwaukee fireworks display at Veterans Park on the lakefront. The show will start at about 9:25 and last for about an hour. The Hone Bridge will be closed for the fireworks. The northbound lanes will close at about 8 o'clock, and the southbound lanes will close at about 9 o'clock. The bridge will reopen after the fireworks. Okay, here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The operators of downtown Milwaukee's Grand Avenue Mall have purchased a portion of the ASQ building a couple blocks east of the mall. That building is on the Milwaukee River at Wisconsin Avenue and is home to a Planet Fitness location on the ground floor and office suites on the upper floors. A parking garage on Plankinton Avenue is also part of the deal. The Grand Avenue Mall is being redeveloped to house 50 apartments, a food hall, and offices. Okay, here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, sunshine with temperatures in the mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s, and then partly sunny tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. For Thursday, rain likely in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.